Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Couple of quick reminders. One, we're going to be at Sky River Casino on Monday.
Yeah.
We'll be doing our show live here from the studio, but we'll be getting out of here right when we wrap up, and we should get to Sky River just in time for the start of Raiders Cowboys.
Yeah, you can only see it.
I haven't seen a Monday Night Football game in weeks. Now, that might change. There's a shareholder meeting today, a Disney shareholder meeting today. As a matter of fact, it's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That
started right now.
No, that should have already happened.
I thought you meant it started at 5 p.m.
No, I mean, it leads me to believe that that shareholder meeting should be over.
West Coast or the East Coast?
There seemed, good question. I don't know.
They probably have shareholders.
I guess Google's probably here. Disney, I'm
not
sure.
Disney's down south, but they probably have people in New York that they work with.
There seemed to be some momentum earlier this week that perhaps a Disney deal would be done. Apparently, Bob Iger addressed it today. We're not trying to break new ground, he says. So apparently, we've gone nowhere after the earnings call. We've gotten nowhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I was watching the football game on Monday. I was watching ESPN Germany through the site I was watching.
If you're one of those 10 million people like me, I think all three of us, you might not get Disney back.
Wait a minute, you were watching the Germany feed?
So let's just say that yes, I found a way to watch the game, but it was through the ESPN Germany channel. All right, it was in English, but when it went to commercial, it's like these little Madden figures that's trying to teach you the game and all that. And they're typing up their German soccer league, the Bundesliga or whatever. Like, those are the commercials and stuff like that. So we found a way, but it was ESPN Germany. So, yeah, figure it out.
Speaking of, looks like they're bringing back a oldie but goodie.
Before you mention that, can I, just tell everyone to come watch Monday Night Football with us at Sky River Casino.
Yes.
For no other reason than it's the only way I can watch Monday Night Football anymore. But it's the Cowboys and the Raiders coming up this Monday, Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street. Two, don't forget, we're accepting submissions for our high school athlete of the week, our high school player of the week. That's over on ESPN1320.com. So as the football playoffs get underway, basketball season is here. There's a form to fill out. There's some you know, things you got to agree to because we want to show love, you know, for the athletes. So that's over at ESPN1320.com. Make your submission for our high school athlete of the week. Submissions close Sunday night, and I believe we will name our first high school athlete of the week on Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So submissions close on Sunday night at like 11:59 or something. So get your submissions in over at ESPN1320.com. For our high school player of the week.
Real quick,
mm-hmm.
I have watched Monday Night Football, and I watched it the other night. Did you see the play? I know you didn't watch the game, but did you see the...
I can't watch the game.
Did you see what happened with Sirianni on fourth down of that game?
I did. Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah. Okay, I didn't see the game, but it's not like Twitter isn't around.
That was bizarre. That was not an entertaining game, by the way.
The Eagles are not going to the Super Bowl, by the way, I don't think. They have too many questions on that offense.
Defense stood up, though.
The defense is great.
The quarterback might have had something to do with that. That's y'all's boy.
Nope.
That's y'all's boy.
All right.
Y'all brought him to the party.
2:06 p.m. November 13th. I am disavowing any positivity I said about Jordan Love. That guy is just not it. He's fine. He's a fine quarterback, but that's it.
No. But don't roll. No, okay.
What?
Jordan Love's his boy, not mine.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'll take the hit here.
No, that's your boy.
That's fine, dude.
Jordan Love.
I'm taking enough L's because of this goddamn basketball team.
Yeah.
I'm not taking an L.
You
for
don't know.
Jordan
we're attaching, Love. We're attaching stuff to people. You get the Giants then.
That's fine.
Yeah. Your boy.
That's fine.
Now, he did have Jackson Dart, though. And Jackson is good. And then he keeps getting concussions.
Well, yeah, Jackson Dart's career is about to end.
Ugh.
Get him the Wes Welker helmet. What are we doing? Man. Why is that helmet even like an option thing? Hey, man, you got a concussion. You've got to wear this helmet moving forward.
Yeah, at least for the
you
rest of the
never
season.
See people wearing that helmet.
They have you definitely don't see quarterbacks. There's a guy on the Niners that wears one, and isn't there a guy on the Packers that wears one? I think.
I wouldn't know. I didn't get to watch them this past week. I have no idea.
There's definitely a guy on the Niners. Oh, and it's a wide receiver. I think it is the Packers that wears the helmet. Because Jazz was asking me about it once.
If you have,
are you talking about the helmet itself, not a guardian cap, right?
They wear the guardian cap over the helmet.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the guardian cap. Yeah, Romeo Dobbs wears the guardian cap for the Packers.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I feel like when you get diagnosed with a concussion, you immediately have to wear it. If you've been pulled into a blue tent four times because of a concussion in a single season, you have to wear it.
And Dayball was like, get him out of there.
Well, right, we got Dayball out of there.
I'll look it up, but I'm not sure how much data is out there, too, that it makes a difference.
That's the thing I've never understood is why does it help? Like, how does it help?
Yeah. Like,
I always go to the same thing that Will Smith seen in Concussion with the mason jar. What does a helmet do to change that?
It doesn't feel like it does. Although, not a scientist, breaking news. Play another layer of cushion, like the more cushion you get, I would think the less impact to the brain.
Maybe, yeah, I guess.
I don't know if it's significant enough to stop, you know, brain damage, but it's just another layer of protection.
Honestly, I don't think the NFL does either.
No, I don't think they do.
They're like, hey, let's try something. Well, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's put these puffy things on their helmets. Great.
They literally said what I
remember
just said.
Remember when Welker just, yeah.
That was their logic.
Shout out to the spotter, too, that's out there.
The spotter.
The times you get that guy away.
So, like, and I don't, I can you, can we, did Dayball get fined? Do we remember?
I don't think Dayball might have. I'll check it right now.
Yeah, I don't think maybe the Giants did. I don't think he did, though. I think he just, like, came out and apologized.
See, he did. I remember that. I remember him apologizing. But you have to be fined for that. Like, a substantial amount. You can't go in the tent if you're a head coach. And if there is a concussion protocol evaluation, no one should go in the tent other than the spotter and the doctor, the independent neurologist.
The Giants caught a $200,000 fine for that. Dayball got $100,000, and then Camps Catabu got $15,000.
Wait, what's Cam Catabu get fined for? Did he go in there too?
I didn't see
Jesse's
him.
Like, I don't know. I didn't see this part. Straight. I didn't remember Dayball, but I guess
he's like, you asked for fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Catabu was telling Dart, like, get out there, we need you or something.
Catabu went to work and was like, what the hell? Why'd I get
Scatterboo even make $100,000?
Cam Scatterboo entered the tent as well.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Steven says he thought it was a party inside. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That's tough. You said something was on its way back?
Yes. NBC Sports Network is on its way back. I, for one, am excited about this. I liked it when it was around the first time. But they're going to, it's going to be what you would think. So
like the station that aired the Dan Patrick show?
Yep.
Yep.
It's coming back. They will air NBA games on there.
Turned into the Fishing Channel after it went out.
Yeah. Wait.
They will
like
air.
On, is this on Peacock?
So my thought is the games that are on Peacock will now be on both the Peacock app and NBC Sports channel. That's
so it, so NBC that. Sports, it's an actual channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So they got their and it's all sports. It's their ESPN, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Major League Baseball games will be on there.
Okay.
They said, you know, college basketball, women's and men, college football games. So the way
there have
I
been
read
rumblings about this since the NBA announcement. I just didn't know that they finally
the way I read it. It sounds like everything that you could watch on the app, you'll be able to watch on that station. And then Dan Patrick Show will be on there. I think I saw they did a deal with Lebatard. Lebatard will be on that channel.
Okay.
And like, what's the football with Chris Sims?
Florio, Pro Football Talk?
Yeah, that'll be on there too.
Oh, Pro Football Talk.
And
I think it goes Pro Football Talk to the Dan Patrick Show, if I'm not mistaken.
We actually get one here. Us YouTube TV people. It starts
off
only.
Are we sure?
Yeah, it starts off only on YouTube TV.
Okay.
And then it will go, they have plans to go to the
until they have beef and NBC and, or was that Universal?
YouTube TV just ain't going to have nothing.
Sorry, man.
So watch pickleball still.
So I enjoyed NBC Sports
Network. That was a good channel.
Yeah. I was sad to see it go, but it's back. I think it comes back like next week.
I used to watch the Dan Patrick Show a lot. Then I just realized it was pointless. Like, he so often talked about stuff that I just did not care about.
Cowboys?
No. Well, baseball for one. I always found like his opening monologue really interesting because it was always tied to a big story. I think I just stopped appreciating Dan. I think he's very good. He's a great broadcaster. He's not scared to ask tough questions during interviews, which I appreciate. But I think he's aged out a little bit for me, and he caters to a different group.
When we come back, I got a question for you to see if you're surprised about.
Do we have a coach when we come back?
We do have a coach when we come back.
All right. Coach Brendan Marion is going to join us here, and Kenny's going to ask us questions. Maybe we'll ask coach questions, too. It's Thilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
1920.
Real quick,
our man Coach Brendan Marion going to join us here in just a heartbeat.
I was going to say before Coach got here, I'll ask you what I'll ask you afterwards because it's a longer discussion. Mm-hmm. But, hey, I'm tapped in on December 14th, whatever that day is. You see who's fighting?
I don't think so.
Jake Paul is fighting. Okay. He was supposed to fight Tank Davis in an exhibition.
Okay.
Insane. Tank got in trouble or whatever. No, they're saying it's real. They're saying they're getting it sanctioned. Jake Paul is taking on Anthony Joshua.
No, I'm saying the fact that he wanted to fight Tank was insane.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I thought you said it was the same.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Jake Paul taking on Anthony Joshua in a real boxing match. Might be a circus. I don't know, but I'll be watching. I'll let you know if it's a circus or not because I'll be watching. And it's free on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay.
Free. I mean, you pay for the subscription, but
sure,
you get it.
$25 a month. Yeah. Who beat Jake Paul?
Tyson Fury's brother.
Okay. And that still hasn't killed this thing, huh?
No, because he just lost the fight. He didn't get his ass beat. I think people will want to watch this. Like, they're going to do numbers because they want to see Anthony Joshua beat the crap out of Jake Paul. He just Tommy Fury is the kid's name. He just lost to Tommy Fury, like lost on points. It was kind of debatable. It actually looked like a regular fight. They want to see him get knocked out.
Are you 1,000% sure Anthony Joshua won't get knocked out in this fight?
Nope. That's why I'm watching. I don't know what's going to happen in this fight.
That's why I asked the question.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Let's bring Coach Brendan Marion in here. Coach. Appreciate
What's
you for being
on,
with us, man. Taking a break from game film and studying and all of that stuff. Do you do anything not related to football? Like KC loves boxing and these like circus matches that we that we get that generate billions of dollars. What do you do for fun? Man, it's taking way too long to answer, Coach.
Even fun is going to like his son's football game.
Well, I saw that. Yeah. Fun. Yeah. He said best touchdown of the day. I think you posted that on social.
For me, when I'm not like football is like my fun. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So this is like my childhood since I was 5 years old dream of, you know, football. So when I'm not doing football, I got to be a husband and a dad. That's all I get to do when it's not football time. So,
like, do y'all watch movies or like,
yeah, board games, movies,
okay,
all the,
okay, okay,
you know, okay. All the fun, all the family stuff. That's what my time is when I'm not in football.
Coach, I get you an Uno. I get you an Uno. I don't play around.
Put a little money on it. You know, a little money. Yeah. But first, we got to know the rules, though. We know how you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
That's true.
First, let's talk about the rules first. We gotta establish the guidelines on how we gonna play.
It depends on where we're at. You know, different houses. Yeah. You got to play by the house rules wherever you at.
Call me when y'all playing Candyland, and then we'll talk. then we'll talk. Coach, we got the final home game of the regular season, and we'll start where we left off last week. Man, it feels like everything you guys put out there in front of you for the season, it's still there for the taking.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, man, I can't even. It's hard for me to speak because there's so much money on the screen right now. You got a Da Vinci hoodie on.
You see him?
And you drinking a $12 juice. I mean, it's hard. They don't even sell those in regular stores. You gotta work that off Amazon.
Man, I'm drinking these lemon ginger juices, Coach. So I stop eating them damn cookies they got in the kitchen. It's a fighting mechanism.
Man, KC, you ain't tell me there's a dress code on here.
Hey, man, look, I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
There's a dress code on here.
Come on, Coach.
I can't keep up, man. I'm just out here doing what I can, man. Just trying to stay clothed. That's it.
I'm in team issued. I'm just trying to be team issue right now, you know.
Being called out by the coach. That's a tough look.
And now look, don't let Coach fool you either.
Oh, no, no.
I see that. No, I see that wrist every Wednesday. To be clear, I see that wrist every Wednesday.
Both of y'all are full of it.
What you talking about?
Stop it. Stop.
Oh, got it, man. My grandma bought that for me, man.
This is good, though. Even though it's at my expense, Coach ain't laughed this much in 7 weeks. So I'll take it.
Man. Hey, running the ball over. Rain,
baby. Sunny days. Everybody loves them. Baby. You know what I mean?
Look, they're running the ball left and right on these opponents, man. It's just racking up 300-yard games left and right, Coach. Yeah, you guys have been dominant on the ground, man, for the majority of the season. You got to bring a smile to your face to be able to – we always talk about the trenches. And there's no more telltale sign of being able to control the trenches than the way that you guys are running. And right now, you guys are doing it at will.
Yeah, I think we're there'll be some stat that they, you know, these guys give me the stats every week on where we're at nationally and where we're at in the Big Sky. We're number one in the Big Sky, and I think we're number two in the nation in rushing. Rushing touchdowns. We're about to, you know, like, we're almost at 40. I mean, we got multiple guys with 10 touchdowns, some guys with five. It's been a collective effort. I mean, that's the one thing that I've always prided myself on, of coaching football with a basketball mentality, as far as not one guy dominating the ball, that everybody gets their touches and gets opportunities. And then how you play without the ball determines how much you love your teammates. So being unselfish. And that's what our team is all about, and that's what our run game is about this year. And it's been a beautiful thing to see, you know, not just one guy dominating the ball, multiple guys making big plays and being explosive. And the defense can't really just key on one guy. From that standpoint, there's a lot of guys that are making big plays for us.
Coach, is it harder this week to kind of focus in on the opponent, knowing you got a lot of seniors on this team? I think it's 24. And this is their last home game, man. So I'm sure there are a lot of emotions that are going into this week for those guys as well.
No, unfortunately for our team, it's a young man's game, and we're playing 20 freshmen. Like, we're playing a whole bunch of young dudes out there. And so for them, I mean, really it's about honoring the seniors with how they play. And I told our seniors, I mean, emotions aside and all that, mom, grandma, brother, dad, they coming to see you win. They don't want to. You know, they don't care nothing about that little flower, that rose, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So our guys have had a great week of practice. And I think we're so focused on a mission and a goal right now. I don't think that to them, they don't feel like senior night, it's it. You know, sometimes typically when you have senior night, it's like, that's it. That's the last game. It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's over with. It's a close thing. Right now, we're fighting for our lives, and we're fighting for opportunities to stay together longer and continue to play this season.
Coach, I always wondered – I never really paid attention, I guess, but I always wondered with college football, do they do the same thing as, like, college basketball? So you got your seniors, and they'll – you know, in college basketball, they'll play the first – you know, 2 minutes or something. Like, they seniors that never play, but they'll be on the starting lineup. They play the first 2 minutes, and then the starters, the regular starters, the underclassmen, get in there to play the regular game. Does that happen in football?
No. See, in basketball, y'all play like 50 games. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like baseball. If you lose one or something, you know, nobody's, you know, y'all still, y'all good, y'all in good spirits. Football, there's only, you know, 12 guaranteed opportunities. So, you know, it's like, it's too slim for the air. We playing the best players, period. And if we get up by a lot, then, you know, then the rest of the seniors will get the opportunity to play. But, you know, it's all about just maximizing the opportunity from the standpoint of trying to win the game, because we have such a short amount of games. So, you know, hopefully we do what we're supposed to do, and guys get the opportunity to go in the game. That aren't starters, that haven't played for us. No, we don't operate like that in football.
Little Jimmy Frazier is not getting the first snap by the quarterback. The fifth-year senior not getting the first snap.
Coach, you feel like you guys are you feel like you guys are playing your best football of the season right now?
I think we're still progressing as a team. I don't think that we've plateaued. I don't think that we're at our our best. I just think that our process is really good. Our love for football right now is really good. We had guys, you know, today we practice in the rain, and we, you know, I don't know if you ever play football in Little League, but when it rains, you do like the mud slide. And today, like when a guy scored a touchdown today, like everybody did a mud slide, you know, like everybody did the slide on the ground, happy to be out there.
Yeah.
So we just have a really healthy culture right now as far as like guys loving football, embracing the opportunity, being happy to practice every day, which, you know, a lot of teams throughout this where they're at right now, they're trying to limp through to finish the season, or they're, you know, they're like, man, I can't wait to get in the portal, or, you know, our guys are really like locked in, focused on a mission that we're trying to accomplish and developing and getting better. And you can see the love and the joy that they have to practice and go against each other each day. Like they're still out there competing, fighting for spots. We had two freshmen like really like get after each other for who's going to be the starter. I'm starting. No, I'm starting. Like, you know, like, so I think that's really critical on, you know, a team continually progressing, not saying, you know, it's we're there. We haven't arrived. I mean, there's a big mountain for us to continue to climb.
Coach, you obviously head football coach at Sac State, but you know sports. And one of the things we've been talking about a lot today is the Sacramento Kings and Doug Christie being just kind of going off on the team last night after another 30-point blowout. We've been talking about a lot where it's, in sports, especially if you're a coach and, you know, you're trying to teach young men, grown men, whatever, something, you're trying to establish something, it's not always necessarily about the wins and losses. You can lose a game and not be disappointed in your team. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you feel like the effort isn't right, that's way more disappointing than the fact that you lost the game. Is that something that you've ever had to deal with this particular team, where it's like, you know, yeah, we lost the game, but that don't even bother me as much as the fact that you guys just didn't bring it emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about just playing to a standard in the culture that you're trying to establish. I mean, so, you know, as a coach, you're angry when you win, you're angry when you lose, or you're angry if you're just, you were really close and you were right there. I mean, all those you feel a lot of feelings as far as like, it's never going to be perfect. There's players are going to make mistakes. You know, there's a lot of different factors that go into it. And I tell the kids all the time, you know, like, and this is, you know, for the general fan or the general population who doesn't understand sports, you know, like for our team, I can't speak to what Coach Christie's doing other than I know Coach Christie's a dog and he'll get it figured out. Like he'll get it to the point where he'll only play the guys that are dogs that are playing the way that he would play the game. And, you know, like he'll get it to that standard, right? Because there's a certain standard you should play with if you want to win. And it's hard to win. But, like, nobody really cares about your sayings on the wall or your culture or, you know, how many kids you're helping and, you know, any of that. They just only see wins and losses. They see the box score. And so I tell our guys all the time, like, the spirit of our team is, like, we have got to win. I mean, nobody is hearing all that other stuff. And it's great that we're doing that. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Like, servant leadership and help guys matriculate and to be great citizens and grown men. Like, that's the basis of transformational leadership and what we get accomplished in our program. But at the end of the day, it's a result. You know, anytime there's a scoreboard out there, it's a sport. Yeah. Like we just talked about Uno. You know what I mean? Like if me and you were playing Uno, like I don't care what the color of the cards are, whatever. Like I gotta win, or it wasn't good. We got to play again until I win. You know what I mean? Like we'll stop playing once I win. You know what
no,
I mean?
We won't, because then I got to win.
You know what I'm saying? Like – That's
where's
just
coach?
The way
it, he's playing Uno with Kenny again.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we can even afford to go over. You know, my man D-Lo's house. Like,
all right, man. Come on, man.
You right about that. You right about that, coach.
He might not give us the gate code. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh man, he ain't lying.
It is tough as a coach from the standpoint of you're always trying to get that standard reached. And then once the standard is reached and you're trying to play above the standard and, you know, getting an A-level player to consistently be A-level, a C-level player to be a B player. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And then the cohesion of a team, you know, like us, we struggled at the beginning of the year, 70 new players, but nobody cared that we had 70 new players. All I saw was you guys have talent. It's like, well, they haven't played together ever. You know, like, you know, it's like, it's hard to just say it's going to be perfect from game one.
Is that a difficult part of coaching? I think a lot of people don't understand is like, you might have a collection of talent. You might have this big recruiting class and 4 stars and 5 stars and all of that, but getting them to play collectively as a team, that's a whole different task.
Yeah. I mean, this year has been one of the most adverse years we've had. We've lost a starting quarterback. We've lost 2 starting running backs for the year. We've lost a tight end for most of the year. We lost 4 receivers, one who all 32 NFL teams came to see. The NCAA deemed him ineligible, Ajay Hall. We've lost 2 starting defensive players on the front line. We've lost guys on the back end. We've lost 2 linebackers for the – like, but still, at the end of the day, no one cares. You got to win the game. You know, and it's like developing the next guy and making sure the next guy's ready. And then, you know, obviously it's just, I mean, unfortunately, it's just the way that it really is. And I never really thought why, you know, when you're a player or you're even an assistant coach, you know, there's so many things that come across the head coach desk that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Basketball, you're dealing with like a 12 to 15 man roster, I believe. Football, me and Bibby talked about it, like, man, you got 105 dudes. Like, I got 105 personalities that I'm trying to manage, transform, plus a coaching staff of 30, you know, an administration. There's a lot of different things that you have to manage and on a day-to-day basis when you're dealing with the male ego and, you know, people being healthy. Just there's a lot of different factors that go into it.
Coach, before we get you out of here, I want to make sure, because Mama Marion would not be happy if I didn't make sure that we mentioned you got the coat and diaper drive going down this Saturday at the game. People can bring coats, can bring diapers, you know, for anybody that needs them in the community. You guys working with my guy, Daryl Roberts, over at the Roberts Family Development Center. And, yeah, just a little bit more about that, Coach, if they can, you know, what they can do to help out the coat and diaper drive that you guys got going on.
Yeah, I mean, since I've got here, we've done a lot of community service in the community. Obviously, during this time, during Thanksgiving, we always like to give back. Every school that I've been a part of, we try to make sure that we pour back into the community. Obviously, the community serves us when they show up to the games and support our team. So we like to support the community. We're going to do a lot of different things, a lot of different initiatives. In this next months of November and December, but this coat and diaper drive is a big deal. You know, if you have a coat that's been sitting in the closet, there's somebody that needs it, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And obviously with diapers, we need brand new diapers. We take gift cards as well, Cash App, Zelle, that'll help people that are in need. Obviously Sacramento is a community that has a need for, you know, helping young single mothers out for diapers for their kids.
Yeah. Great stuff as always, Coach. Good luck this weekend, man. We appreciate you as we do every Wednesday and Thursday here on ESPN 1320.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all. Stingers up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man.
I meant to tell Coach. No,
Coach got his jokes off today, boy.
He did. Jeez. I meant to tell Coach. And he can hear me. He can hear me too. He's in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you don't want to go up to Corvallis, man. It's not a good job.
No.
It's not a good job, dog. I think you should stick around here for a little while longer, boost that profile, and you can get a better job. You don't want to go to Corvallis, dog.
I don't want that one, Coach. I don't want that one, Coach, man.
But Coach brought it up, too. That's a pretty cool sweater you got on.
I'm blessed.
I didn't want to bring it up. Yeah, I don't want to bring
it
up.
It's fire.
Yeah. It's got holes in it. It's like it's rich.
Oh, man.
It's like, wow.
You know what I love about this sweater is Andre Johnson. You know what these are? These are designer holes.
See?
That's what I love about that.
It is very rich.
Yeah, I got the old D'Lo and Casey on right now. Casey's got the old D'Lo and Casey on, and then you've kind of just outgrown the show, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
I I love that men just can't compliment each other. Like, oh man, that's a nice hoodie. It's like
what's going on?
Oh man,
bro?
Look, no, all Rich over here with his little Javon shoot, his little $12 juice. Even my man.
It's almost like the viral when they would call to say goodnight.
Oh, bro,
you tell somebody, yo, that's nice. What's wrong with you, dog?
Yeah, it'd be weird if my friend called me like goodnight, bro. What's wrong with you, what's wrong?
So like, if I say, yo, man, that's a nice hat you have on. Man, that's nice. That's a real nice hat. It's weird.
Thanks.
All right. All right, man.
But if you're like, yo, that hat look like money. Stop lying.
That's right. Men are scared to compliment other men.
Damn masculinity, huh?
That's what it is. True story though. I was happy to see Coach laugh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I feel like Coach. I don't think Coach laughed on this show yet. Like, I mean, past the first time we had him on before a single game or practice was had.
Yeah,
I think it's been a while. Like, I mean, and this is, you know, what we do here every Thursday. This is the Coach's show. Like, this is business. It's not just hanging out, catching up, talking about the program. Like, this is season. Like, this is business. So the fact that he was, having some fun today, be it at my expense or otherwise, it was good to see Coach laugh and enjoy
playing
himself.
Good basketball or good football, man. They're
playing good basketball too.
Well, they are. Yeah, shout out to
I think
football.
We got some things going on with the basketball team next week that we can talk about.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we put that out there right now, man.
Good.
Meet and greet with Coach AK of the women's basketball team and Coach Mike Bibby. They're going to be at Elk Grove Audi. 5:30 to 8:00. I'm gonna post the flyer on there because you do have to RSVP. Like, we can't just have like 900 people there.
Yeah, like, we know how Mike Bibby meet and greets go. Like, right. you can't do it like that.
So I'll post it on my socials on ESPN 1320, so you guys know where to register. But yeah, man, if you want to go meet Mike Bibby, go meet Coach AK, who got a very good win last night in UC San Diego.
How about that?
The women are now 3-1 on the season. I think that's going to be a really good team.
That's right. They lost a couple of days ago. I was like, I didn't know they lost. I saw that.
That was a sneaky one, too, because it was like a three-point game with 2 minutes left. And then
went the way it went.
Yeah. So, next Wednesday, November 19th, come join us, man. We'll be at Elk Grove Audi for a meet and greet with the men's and women's basketball coaches and some of the players, too.
We're talking about fashion a little bit here. Golden State Warriors star, this is from Sham Sharania, Steph Curry and Under Armour have parted ways.
Oh.
Ending their long-standing partnership, Curry's standalone endeavor, Curry Brand, will move forward independently.
Wow.
Now remind me.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
De'Aaron Fox is signed to Curry Brand, not Under Armour.
That's what I'm.
So this is the equivalent of Jordan separating from Nike.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever seen this before. I don't know who's going to make the shoes. How's this going to work? Or does he take Curry Brand to other shoe companies? I'm fascinated by this.
I don't know.
I'm immediately fascinated by this. What happens to Curry Brand in the shoe?
That's a pretty, this is your bag. That's a pretty popular shoe. Steph, or no?
Not as much as it was.
No?
It is, but it's not as much as it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're separating.
Yeah, at one point, it was like top three in the game. Now,
Could you get top three if Nike came and said, hey, how much would Curry Brand cost under our umbrella?
Absolutely. I think you get that. You get that Nike. Because
that's the move, right? Like, it's not to be alone. It's to shop the product to.
That's what I would think.
Nike, Reebok.
I think off the top of my head, Nike and Adidas, if you get that rocket in your back, if you're Curry Brand, it could go crazy.
Adidas got Ant. That's their biggest.
Ant, Donovan Mitchell is there.
Ant's a little bigger.
He is. But the spiders, people recognize the spiders.
I mean, Ant, they're running commercials all over the place.
Nah, he's number one. He's number one. You got Harden is there. Harden actually still moves shoes, surprisingly. And Dame Lillard.
Kurt Moore from Shams Charania. What's his name again?
Shams
Charania. Curry's shoes through Under Armour will continue as planned through 2026, but he and his company, Curry Brand, are entering sneaker free agency.
Ooh-wee.
So again, just breaking this apart real quick, you're signing the Curry Brand, which means you're signing Steph Curry, yeah, which means you're signing De'Aaron Fox.
Yep. That's and
I keep saying De'Aaron Fox because I don't know of another Curry Brand athlete other than De'Aaron and Steph.
I was just about to look. I think it's just
because De'Aaron I know was the first.
Yeah,
I don't recall anyone since.
Let me see.
Good for Steph.
This says, no, you're right. Malaysia Fawiley. She's okay on Curry Brand. I remember when she signed. I don't even know where she's playing basketball now.
I don't remember that at all.
But I remember that. And let me make sure. Yeah, this one is it. Davion Mitchell.
Okay.
And Seth Curry.
Okay, I remember Davion. Well, all right, man. I remember Davion. I do remember that announcement. And good for Davion. That's pretty dope. And good for Seth, too, I guess.
Where is Malaysia? She left South Carolina, didn't she?
Yeah, didn't she?
I thought she did.
We got South Carolina, USC coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice little, she went to LSU. Jesus. we got UConn versus BYU men's basketball,
mm-hmm,
followed by mm-hmm South Carolina, USC. Yeah. That's going to be popping on Saturday.
I think that's on Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can watch it.
I can. What a day. We'll come back. You know, it'd be great if NBC Sports California couldn't have reached agreement with YouTube. That would be terrific. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened. So we had to sit through that nonsense last night, whether it was on television or at the Golden One Center. We'll come back. We'll dive back into the Kings. We want to hear from you as well. 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. It's D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
916-909-1320. Want to get in on the conversation, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. It was nice to take a break from the Kings right there for a little bit, talk to Coach Marion. Oh, you know what we do have to do?
What's that?
It's my bad. It's eat me. I completely missed this after we wrap. The new week 11 starts tonight.
That's right.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poet's part.
Let's get in here and talk some power rankings, man. It's interesting because there's some good football teams out there. I'll go first.
Go ahead. There are things I don't like.
Yeah. And I'm going to start with my number five team. I got Jesse in my head right now. I got the Eagles. I don't know. I got them at five. We just leave it there for right now. I got the Eagles at five. Got my Colts at four. I'm expecting them to keep moving, but I got a lot of respect for the NFC West right now. And this was tough. This was really tough because I feel like these three teams could be anywhere here.
Yeah.
I put the Rams at three, the Seahawks at two, and the team that's hosting Thursday Night Football, I put the Patriots at one. Those are my power rankings for the week. In an hour, I could move the Rams to one before the game even takes place and the Patriots to two. I like this Rams team, but I want to give the Patriots respect. They are playing really good football. It's Thursday night. The divisional rounds have been a little weird, but you're hosting. Take care of business tonight. Don't let this be a thing. It's a short week for everybody, but put a stamp on this. They're playing really, really good football right now. Seahawks are obviously they're blowing teams out. There's a monster of a matchup this week. Rams 3, Colts 4, and the Eagles at 5. Last week, by the way, my bad. Yeah. I probably did this wrong. Last week, I had Bills at 1, Patriots at 2, Seahawks at 3. So 2 and the 3 just moved up. Had to move my Bucks out of the conversation for now and had the Colts at 5.
Had to move the Bills out, too.
I did. Yeah, that absolutely.
Game. You got to get out of there.
Absolutely.
No disrespect.
Steep
Jesse.
Drop, too.
Who are you... Like, who are you going back and forth with when you talk about the Eagles?
I just don't like the Eagles. I don't know if they're...
They're not in sync on offense.
I don't know if they're good. I mean, the Broncos probably deserve a little bit more respect than I'm giving them. I'm not putting Green Bay back on here.
Oh, Green Bay?
I'm not putting Green Bay anywhere.
They're not even in
anywhere,
discussion.
Anywhere near this. Like, I could have kept Buffalo there. Like, I don't think the Chargers were ever cracked my top five as long as these teams keep winning, because I really don't buy what I'm seeing there. And then, I mean, truthfully, the team that deserves the most respect is Denver, and I'm not giving it to them. But, man, Kyle Madsen, I thought about putting the Ravens at five.
Well, did you? Okay, wait. Did you? My bad if I missed it. Did you ever mention the Lions just now?
No.
Okay. They don't even get mentioned with any of those teams?
If it'll make you feel better, Detroit. Like, I don't know. Does that make you feel better?
You went Eagles 5 and who was 4?
What's yours? That?
You went Eagles 5 and who was your fourth team?
The Colts.
The Colts.
Yeah, we need to respect the Lions a little bit more.
No, I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
In this case, Jesse... They're not even in his top nine.
Yeah,
well,
true.
No. It's not that. It's the
Why do you
look,
hate Jared
no, no,
Goff?
No. The team that deserves the most respect is the Broncos, and I'm not giving it to them. I'm not. Green Bay is not getting anywhere near close. That's a three loss team, right? But they have that stupid tie.
These guys don't even get mentioned. The Bears get mentioned before the Packers.
The Chargers have the same record, I think, as Detroit, and it's just like I'm not putting them in there. Okay, Detroit. There you go. Do you guys feel better? The team that I was – the one that I was really thinking about was Baltimore, because it's like, man, maybe Kyle was onto something and maybe they're on the way. But that felt disrespectful to like seven other teams. So I was like, not yet.
Including the Lions.
Not yet. Yeah, for sure. The Lions would have been included in that.
But you mentioned something that they're not in my power ranking. I'll give you mine in a second. They're not in my power rankings. They're just not.
Okay.
But I did see something over the weekend where I was like, I remember people were out and buried them, put the dirt on them.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Chargers are what, 7-3?
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Chargers are what, like 7-3?
Yeah.
They're fine right now.
I'm not even saying like, oh, they're a contender or nothing like that. But
you know who?
The way we, and I'll say we, because I felt the same way. The way we were talking about them 3 weeks ago, you would think they'd be 3-7 right now.
I don't care about the Chargers. That's not who I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say Chicago.
I don't know. Chicago, they got more things to prove. They're doing good things. They're doing good things for sure. They might even make
their
the playoffs.
Their quarterback is doing good things.
They're doing good things. They got them.
There's no mention. To be clear, right now.
I'm not going to be bullied into putting Detroit in my top five. I like Jared Goff. Y'all love you some Detroit Lions.
Well,
man.
You'll see.
Dan Campbell calling plays now.
For as much as you hate Eminem, the fact that you're repping his Detroit Lions is crazy.
What the?
Everybody knows you hate Eminem. Stop it.
Not at all. Him is that dude. Just, it's a little boring sometimes. Get boring with the monotony of doing the right thing.
When's the last time you played Eminem in your car?
My car?
Yes.
I don't know.
Not including like, oh, new album's out, let me hear it.
When's the last time you played Eminem?
Oh, that's not fair. Like, it's on the training playlist a lot.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I don't really. Henny,
you got an answer?
No.
I don't really do much with Eminem.
Senior year of high school? Well, I was actively like, no, let me play this.
The funny thing is, I actually don't like most of Eminem's. Like, I hate the Slim Shady persona. Like, Without Me, all of his biggest records.
Oh, Without Me is so
I hate that
fire.
Song. I hate that song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not thinking of what it. I like Without Me, but I'm thinking of I Am Whatever You Say.
Oh, that's a very different song. Sir, that is a very, very different song.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That might be his best.
Yeah, I think that's number one.
One of his best songs. To me, that's number one. Fire.
Yeah, that's number one. Oof. But, hi, my name is, I hate I like that. It. I don't I like any of those songs.
I like that song. I don't like Without Me.
Okay.
I don't like Without Me.
And what was that record that came out that we played? That was that was like the Without Me spinoff.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. I don't even remember what the name of it was.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I like Eminem, though. Power rank is for your boy, KC. I do have the Eagles at 5. And I'll tell you a little story about them when I get done.
Okay. Wow, story about the Eagles. Can't wait for that.
Eagles at 5. Patriots at 4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're in the top 5, but I couldn't move them up all the way yet. Patriots at 4. Mm-hmm. Colts at 3.
I'm okay
with
that.
I have the Lions at 2.
Why?
Because I think they're better than these other teams. If they played these other teams, I think they'd beat them.
Okay.
So I got the Lions at 2, and I got the Seahawks at 1. Last week I had Seahawks at 1, Bills 2, Bucks 3, Lions 4, Colts 5.
Yeah.
The Bills, story with the Eagles.
Bills and Bucks lead both of our power rankings.
The story with the Eagles is I did wrestle.
All right.
With the Rams.
Yeah, I'm surprised you take the Eagles over the Rams right now.
Eagles beat them, man. It's not the end all be all, but Ty goes to the runner.
Fair enough.
Ty goes to the runner. So that doesn't mean like if they played today,
we'll see.
I don't know if I'd pick the Eagles to beat
the Rams. That's where I landed. It was like, who do I think's better right now?
Yeah.
And it was the Rams.
Yeah.
I feel like the Rams right now are better.
They could be talked out of it.
The Rams and Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a wrong answer in that.
Nobody's that passionate enough to talk
about it. Well, your rationale is fine. Yeah. Like, your rationale works. The Eagles beat the Rams. That's the tiebreaker. All right, perfect. For me, I think the Rams are playing better football than the Eagles are right now. That was it for me.
Yeah. Where are the Packers? I just want to bury them again.
Oh, that's fine. Bury the Packers all you want to.
Packers, bro, they didn't have a point for like 3.5 quarters.
Jordan Love. He's eating off of Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers a bit. I think he got crowned a little bit too fast. Like, he's a fine quarterback. He's good, but he's not like those guys. But it's just, oh, the Packers are so great at picking quarterbacks. And once they started winning, it's like, oh, they got their next one. It was just a little too early for him.
Yeah. He's good. He's a good quarterback.
Where are you with the Chargers?
They're a good team. I want to see what they look like. I mean, just as the season goes on. All goes on without their top two tackles and stuff. I'm not sure how sustainable it is, but
you beat
the Steelers, and I don't think anyone here is high on the Steelers.
I do. One of the reasons we were all kind of out on the Chargers was the injuries, and that like the injuries they have, those people aren't coming back on the offensive line. So it's going to have to be good coaching, you know, good game planning to get them through into the playoffs. I do think they might be a playoff team.
And they could do it. We saw Detroit do it last year. Their offense, excuse me, their injuries were on the other side of the ball. But they were catastrophic injuries one after another.
Yeah.
So.
But I only mentioned them because I genuinely was, like, surprised to see their record. Because there was, like, one of the playoff graphics on ESPN. And in my mind, the Chargers were, like, 5-5. It's like,
these guys fell off a cliff.
Right. And they're, like, in the playoffs, right? They're 7-3. I'm like, damn. Didn't even realize.
Right now, the Chargers the fifth wild card, well, the first wild card spot. Bills got the second, and then Jacksonville's got the third. It'll probably stay that way. Jacksonville will probably miss out, though, for the Chiefs.
Yeah, there's some good football teams out there, man.
Yeah.
This will be a really, really interesting playoffs.
I saw in the in-studio TV, which doesn't have ESPN or ABC, they were showing Kings highlights on this.
We have it on the
It's just been
permanently put on because the NBA TV is always showing old games.
It's true.
So at least on the Amazon channel, they do a bunch of wraparounds.
Yeah. So I like that channel. They do a good job with that channel.
It's decent. They had the obviously we can't hear it. They had the coach's corner earlier with Kenny Atkinson or whatever it's called with legs. But they just go ahead, tell them what we were effing watching.
It was Kings Hawks highlights.
Hey, what caused me to stare at the TV was like, I wonder what they're going to show.
Not no Kings highlights. Did they show King highlights?
Well, they showed Russell Westbrook.
Oh, happy birthday.
And that's what I'm positive they said. They showed a Russell Westbrook driving layup. They showed him running up the floor. And I'm confident they said happy 37th birthday to Russell Westbrook. And then they proceeded to show the next clip. They're down 21-10 in the first goddamn quarter. Jesus. And it's just, all right, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's embarrassing. God, it's so embarrassing that everything everyone says about this franchise is right.
100% right. And they did all that. Not all of them, but some of the, we heard all this stuff in the offseason. Bro, you guys are playing right into it. You're doing exactly what everybody said you would do. You look as crazy as everybody said you would.
Yeah.
That is just... That, like you said, is very frustrating and very embarrassing. Like I said, got me out here looking stupid.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Look, and the funny thing is, we only believed in you to be average. We didn't believe in you to be
no contender. No one said you guys were winning 48 games.
And you guys can't even do that. You can't even get to 500.
We said, guys, they could win 40, 41, 42. No.
People were asking for our best case scenario. We're like 43.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.